kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just linked to whatreallyhappened.com another version of the story where this Polish foreign minister, Radoslaw Sikorski, was caught on video telling the Ukrainian opposition leaders if they did not sign the deal that was presented by the European Union representatives with the Ukrainian government, that they could impose martial law and send in the army. It's kind of hard to see this as some kind of a deal when the people signing the deal literally have a gun to their head. We actually had an incident like that in the history of Hawaii. It was called the Bayonet Constitution, as in signed at the point of. And it was determined later on that it was completely illegal and a violation of international law. And the U.S. has since apologized for stealing the sovereign nation of Hawaii from the Hawaiian people. They're not giving it back, but they feel really bad about it, really. We're sorry. We behaved so poorly, but we're keeping the place. Now then, let's talk about the economy, because right now we are very clearly in the middle of a race to see what is going to happen first, the implosion of the U.S. financial system or the start of World War III. If we have to go through either one of those, I'll go with the collapse of the U.S. dollar. A lot fewer people are going to die on that one. But I think that's the reason we're seeing this pedal to the metal in Syria, Iran, Ukraine, all these other places, is it's a race to reimpose Bretton Woods to save the dollar. Well, I imagine the bookmakers are going crazy about this one over in Las Vegas. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog from Kevin Doran, basically saying the debt default is inevitable for the United States, for Great Britain, and for Japan. Ultimately, if you think about the mode of operation of these private central banks, debt defaults are inevitable all the time, because of the design flaw of private central banking that creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. That is its fatal design flaw. Just like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge came down because of a design flaw. It's in there, in the design of the system itself. Collapse is inevitable. And they avoid it by war and conquest, like ancient Rome. The United States meets its debt obligations by conquering other countries and stealing their wealth. And that is why I keep pointing out the link between private central banking and war is absolute. You cannot have one without the other. And remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. And now we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three. Now, there are a bunch of stories out there about what's going on in China that I'm a little concerned about. Over here at the Economic Collapse blog, they have a headline, How China Can Cause the Death of the Dollar and the Entire U.S. Financial System. And the article goes in there talking about how the dollar is fragile, and China is in a position to pull the trigger because of its much stronger currencies, the yuan and the renminbi. And they're talking about how global trade is now still predominantly done in the U.S. dollar, despite the BRICS, despite the Shanghai Cooperation Group, despite the fact that China now has direct currency exchange deals with eight different nations. But it's still, Bretton Woods is still kind of holding the globe in sway. And China and these other countries, they're tired of having their wealth siphoned off by this piece of the action deal. And there's another article along the same line, again from Economic Collapse blog. China starts to make a power move against the U.S. dollar. And they're talking about how China is trying to find a smooth exit out of the U.S. game. Now, the problem I have with these stories, they're accurate in terms of describing what's going on. But I'm really concerned about this bias in the headlines attempting to make it sound like China is doing something wrong or bad here. And they're not. China is taking care of China. That's what a government of a nation is supposed to do, take care of that nation. I realize here in the United States of America, where we're always about taking care of Israel and the rest of it, this may be a strange and alien concept to the current generation of Americans. But the way the nation was set up originally was the government of the United States of America looks after the United States of America and the American people. China is doing exactly the same thing. This situation with the dollar was not created by China. It was created by the Federal Reserve, the private central bank, and the U.S. federal government that sold us into that system 100 years ago. That's what created this situation where the dollar is not seen as trustworthy. China is taking steps to protect itself and its economy from the U.S. abuses of the Bretton Woods system. And China is not doing anything wrong. They're taking care of themselves, and that's what the government of any nation is supposed to be doing. Of course, from the U.S. point of view, their attitude is every government on planet Earth should be operating their nation and their economy to serve the imperial American interests. And we're seeing a lot of gratuitous China bashing. We see a lot of it with Phyllis Schlafly's comments. And yes, China has engaged in some manufacturing and abuses. And they've got some questionable products out there, but no more so than we see coming out of the United States of America. But there's a lot of China bashing going on as part of this campaign to somehow get the American people to go along with the idea of a declared but hopefully unfought war with China. And again, it is a reminder, this path from private central banking to war is absolutely ironclad. Historically proven. You cannot have private central banking without it leading inevitably to war and conquest to try and keep the little pyramid going. Now, speaking of the economy, now that the debt ceiling on the U.S. government borrowing has been basically thrown away, debt ceiling infinite. Obama is talking about the new budget that's coming out, and he's come out there and saying, well, we've taken austerity as far as we can. It's now time to start spending like crazy. And he's talking about a $56 billion spending bump to go into the U.S. economy. And there's two aspects of that. First of all, every time there's an election coming up, we see the incumbents do exactly the same thing. Borrow a bunch of money, dump it into the society to make the economy look good. That's what this is all about. Between now and November, Obama's going to be spending money like crazy on domestic programs to make the economy look like it's coming back to try and keep the Democrats in power in November, just heading into those midterm elections. The other part of it, though, is reading in this article, they're talking about reining in the debt by trimming Social Security benefits. And there are a couple of problems with that. First of all, that Social Security money does not belong to the U.S. government. It belongs to you, the American people. And the U.S. government has no more legal authority to pull back on your Social Security payments than your bank would have to hang on to your money. But we're seeing the banks start to do that. Now, we know why they're talking about trimming Social Security benefits. There's nothing left in the trust fund. Going all the way back to the Clinton administration, the federal government has been borrowing the baby boomer cash set aside and spending it as general revenues, and now they can't put it back. So anytime they start talking about budgets, inevitably they come back and say, well, we gotta cut Social Security spending because they already spent the money. They just didn't spend it on you, the American people, whose money went into that Social Security trust fund. So that's basically what it is. the federal government has embezzled your retirement savings that you entrusted to them. And then now they're trying to sell you the idea that it's a good thing you don't get your money back. That's what's going on. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We were talking earlier in the week about how new mortgage applications have gone into a major decline, indicating a softening of the home market. And now we're getting a story coming out of BobTuscan.com. Existing home sales also fell in January, coming out of that disastrous holiday shopping season. We're seeing stores closing, retail is shutting down. More and more people are looking at their finances and saying, I can't take the chance of buying a home now because I don't have confidence. I'm still going to be making the same money five, six, 7 years from now. And more people are just choosing to live rentals. And, of course, the entire consumer economy model is based on having a home, paying a mortgage, building equity, which means taking all that accumulated interest payments and passing them on to the next owner of the house, which is why housing continues to become very expensive, even though it's still the same building and the same property. And in point of fact, the house itself may be deteriorating, but you can basically guarantee that in the next generation, they will pay four to five times the cost of what you paid for the house here. Now, over in Germany, there's been a backlash against the Bundesbank regarding Germany's gold bullion, which is still out there somewhere, and nobody seems to know where it was. When Germany called for the repatriation of Germany's gold bullion from the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve, and they got the big stall. And the Bundesbank has been running interference for the Federal Reserve. Now, you need to understand a couple of important points. The gold bullion in question belongs to the nation of Germany and its people. It does not belong to the Bundesbank, which is Germany's private central bank. The Bundesbank really doesn't have a lot to say about this, but they've been in there all along. When this whole scandal about the missing bullion started up, the Bundesbank was out there saying, oh, we absolutely trust the New York Federal Reserve. If they say they have the gold, they have it. We don't need to look at the gold, and we don't need to count it and look at it. And of course, now we've had this repatriation issue where there was this repatriation plan to drag out the return of Germany's gold bullion over the space of 8 years. The Federal Reserve has failed to meet that schedule. So far, they have only returned something like 5 tons of gold to Germany. And here's where it gets really interesting. Germany's gold bullion, like the gold bullion of other nation states, is cast into bars with the seal of the German government on it and a serial number to identify, yes, this is the same bar we sent you. The gold the Federal Reserve sent back to Germany has been recast, and its purity seems to be a little tiny bit less than what the Germans were expecting. Now, last week, the Bundesbank was out there saying, you know, we still have every confidence in the Federal Reserve. It's okay if they are only sending a little bit. We know that eventually they'll make good. And it's prompted a reaction within the German government and the German people. Just whose side is the Bundesbank on? Well, we already know these private central banks are a universal global band of brothers. They look out for each other. They are not feeling any obligation to the nation in which they make their money. They are there to make themselves and their buddies rich. And so now there is growing pressure on the Bundesbank to start acting on behalf of Germany and the German people. We could see Germany shut down their private central bank over this issue, over this missing gold. Where did the gold go? It's a huge amount of gold. Well, it was leased out to satisfy these gold futures contracts that have been overprinted to keep the price of gold down, in order to discourage investors from abandoning the stock market and shutting down their savings accounts and buying gold. So much of that gold bullion may now be out in circulation as coins, bars, and jewelry. It almost doesn't really matter. The bottom line is, when you are operating a gold depository, it's not like it's a savings account where you put money in and the money gets moved around and loaned out. We're talking about Germany was paying the New York Federal Reserve gold vaults a storage fee to store Germany's gold bullion. It's like if you go to your bank and you get a safety deposit box, and into that safety deposit box, you put your gold coins and some of your grandmother's antique jewelry. And the idea is, under the rules of banking, that you can go down to your bank during any normal business hours, go into your safety deposit box, and retrieve your gold or jewelry. It's supposed to be there. What we have now coming from the New York Federal Reserve is a new model of business where they're going to say, I'm sorry, we can't let you take your gold out of your safety deposit box right now. In fact, you know, we'll open the top and let you look in there, and there's some coins in a bar and some jewelry that looks kind of sort of like what your grandmother had, but we can't let you touch it. And that's exactly what the New York Federal Reserve is doing to Germany and all these other nations who are talking repatriation. There's some 8 different nations now want their gold bullion back from these money center vaults, and they can't get it. And over in Germany, this whole issue with the Bundesbank is the Bundesbank, by very clearly running interference for the New York Federal Reserve, has demonstrated to the German people it is not concerned with Germany and its gold. It's concerned with protecting the private central bank network across the globe. That gold went somewhere, went someplace, got leased out, got sold, and they can't get it back. And I'll tell you one more time, and you need to keep this in mind. As soon as the U.S. government is able to confiscate your firearms, the next thing they're going to come for is your silver and gold. Because they did it before, back in 1933, to save the banks. And they'll give you all kinds of stacks of ink and paper for that gold, which will rapidly inflate away to being completely worthless. But that's the next step. They can't get the gold back. They're not able to mine it out of the ground fast enough to replace it, even with having gone on down to Mali. At some point, they're going to say, the people of planet Earth have to surrender their gold to make good on all of this financial shenanigans we've seen out of the Federal Reserve and the Bank of France and the Bank of England. They're all playing the same game. At some point, there has to be a gold run. At some point, there has to be one of these nations stand up and say, I want my gold right now. I want to look at it right now. I want to count it right now. No more game playing. I'm pretty much certain the only reason it has not happened yet is a U.S. promise to declare war over this gold. Because when you're talking this much wealth that has been misappropriated and sent someplace else and they can't get it back, yeah, that kind of a scandal brings down banking systems and governments. And banking systems, and especially governments, when they feel their very existence is threatened, war becomes a very attractive option. And I'm sure there's a lot of back channel discussion going on how to somehow convince these countries to go on pretending that they're convinced their gold is still in those vaults, even though common sense says it isn't there anymore. If you do not have gold and silver, need to get some right now. Republic Trading Group. Banner at the top of my website. Banner at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. Get some now. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Fox News is reporting that Obama has now dropped plans for cuts to Social Security from his new budget plan. Obviously, that was going to anger the American people. They're adding that according to the latest government estimates, the Social Security Trust Fund will be completely depleted sometime around 2033. Of course, the way they keep changing everything around, I'm not sure we can rely on that. But it does underscore the fact that you, the American people, through payroll deductions from every paycheck you've ever been paid, were paying money into that trust fund. It's your money entrusted to the government to pay for your retirement. This government has been taking that money and spending it for other purposes. Huge scandal during the Clinton administration. That's where they got their budget surplus that the Democrats still wave around there every election. Look, Bill Clinton had a federal budget surplus. Well, he did it by looting the Social Security Trust Fund, taking billions and billions of dollars out of the retirement funds and just spending them as general revenues. And now they're stuck. I did a little digging over the commercial break. The most reliable number I can find regarding the bankers that are being flung off of roofs and being shot with nail guns and the rest of it is 12. And a consistent thread has emerged. Apparently all of these suicided bankers are linked to this ongoing investigation at J.P. Morgan for what's called Forex manipulation. Now, Forex is a contraction for foreign exchange. And what they're talking about here is currency swaps across national borders. You go down and you say, I have so many dollars, I want to convert them to euros. What's the current exchange rate? They give you the exchange rate, you do the exchange plus a little vigorish, and you're off and about. Now, looking at the volume of money that crosses borders all around the globe, the potential for fraud and trillions of dollars in illegal profits through fraud is there. This is probably going to make LIBOR look just like a damp sparkler in comparison. And if J.P. Morgan and these other Wall Street firms have been engaging in manipulation of the Forex rates, it is an absolutely monumental scandal. And the people who are behind this Forex manipulation, I'm sure that rather than go to jail, they figure it is preferential that those of their workers who were engaged doing the actual fraud are no longer able to testify. And that looks to be a potential motive. It's certainly an area of inquiry going on out there. And it begs the question, as this Ponzi scheme, private central banking model edges closer and closer to collapse, is fraud the only thing keeping the system working right now? And I remember, I think it was about a year ago, a magazine did a survey on Wall Street, and they found a lot of people on Wall Street were willing to openly talk about the fact that fraud is commonplace, it is in many cases expected, and that a lot of these Wall Street firms would have already collapsed if they were not engaging in fraud to keep the money flowing through their bank accounts. And if the entire system is fraudulent, why is the federal government not doing anything about it? Well, obviously, if the entire system is fraudulent, it needs to be torn down. And the federal government has just sold its soul to Wall Street. And that's not what the government is supposed to do. The proper role of government in any nation on earth is to do for the community what the community needs to have done but cannot organize for itself. That's the proper role. Implicit in that is for the government to stand as a central arbiter between the greed of the money junkies and what is good for the nation as a whole. Very clearly, if you have a banking system, a financial system engaging in massive amounts of fraud for personal enrichment, that's not good for the nation as a whole. It's not good for the world. And the federal government has abandoned its role of keeping things in balance. We understand that when you have a powerful economy, there's going to be some fraud going on. It's inevitable. But you try and keep it in balance. And our economy is completely out of balance. And if, in fact, there is a new scandal involving Forex manipulation that is about to erupt, at some point, the people of the world have got to say, the bankers are all crooks. You know, period, end of discussion. And again, our advice to all of our listeners, and this is just common sense, especially in an era of banker haircuts, scalpings, castrations, what we saw in Cyprus, what we're getting ready to see in Europe. When we have Yellen talking about negative interest on your savings account to get those gosh darn money hoarders to spend their money back into circulation. You cannot trust your wealth to the banks. Look at Germany's gold bullion. And our common sense advice to everybody listening to this show is you should have no more in the bank then you need to cover your outstanding obligations. You should have enough money in the bank to cover your outstanding checks. Pay your bills. Everything else you ought to have under your own direct control. In your home. Buried in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. Because if it's under your control, the bankers can't come in over their computers and start grabbing it. As they have so many other places already. When you have a banking system, a financial system, willingly engaging in these global fraud, whether it's silver and gold price manipulation, whether it's the LIBOR scandal, whether it's the Forex, there is no reason you should be trusting them with your hard-earned wealth. You got to protect yourself. Keep most of it at home. Put some of it into silver and gold, Republic Trading Group. We're in survival mode here right now. The biggest threat to the standard of living of the American people is Wall Street and that Federal Reserve. And we have a federal government that is absolutely 100% aligned with them against you. And that is the classic definition of a fascist economic dictatorship. We're there. We're not a capitalist nation any longer. We've gone totally, totally fascist. All righty, getting over to Europe. The EU, despite its recent sort of semi-victory with Ukraine, is showing more and more cracks. And apparently the European Union has frozen research grants for Swiss universities worth hundreds of millions of euros and basically told Switzerland they cannot participate in the Erasmus Student Exchange program. And it all comes down to Switzerland supplying electricity to other parts of Europe. They're trying to basically say, you must do this, even if we can't pay for it. And some of these countries are starting to say, that's not the way it's supposed to work. We produce something to sell for a profit. You produce something, we'll buy. That's how trade works. And the European Union is becoming more and more draconian in trying to control every aspect of economic life in the European Union. And we're looking at places like Greece and Spain and France and Cyprus and realizing they're not really doing a very good job of it. Because their agenda isn't taking care of the European Union. It is sucking all the wealth out of the pockets of the people to put in their own pocket. That's basically what they're doing here. Okay. All righty now. Once again, we are seeing indications that Obama is going to try and move forward with his anti-gun agenda. And there was an article that was over at thelastgreatstand.com that raises a question we've talked about before in the show. If you are a veteran, if you served your country in uniform in Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever, how do you feel about the federal government saying that you're not stable enough to own firearms and that you, having served your country loyally, under arms, are now basically disconnected from your Second Amendment rights? Because we're seeing this start to pop up all over the U.S. federal government, that somehow our serving military have to be disarmed, even ahead of the criminals, even ahead of all these civilian police officers who are gunning down innocent Americans left and right. And we know why. If there is a confrontation between the federal government and the American people, those veterans represent an already trained up fighting force who are not kindly disposed to that federal government right now. So they're trying to figure out some way they can come in and say to the veterans, turn in your firearms. It's not going to happen. It is absolutely not going to happen. I think we're at the point right now where the American people really are starting to dig their heels in. We saw that with the people in Connecticut just ignoring their new gun laws. They're digging their heels in. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. I know we got a caller on the line. We're going to get to your phone call as soon as we get back from these words from our sponsors.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alive.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get to the phone call, Craig and I were trading some text messages during the commercial break about this whole guns and veterans issue. He's relating to me about how a friend of his who's a veteran got a letter from the VA saying because he'd been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder that he had to turn in his guns. Apparently there's a move out there to pass a law saying that all veterans must get a pre-approval permission from the government in order to buy a firearm. And they're just putting all these laws on the veterans. Apparently, if you have a gun and you're not supposed to, they can basically take your benefits away completely. They're using those benefits to coerce the veterans into surrendering their weapons. Is this policy going to work? No, it isn't, because if we come to a confrontation between the U.S. government and the American people, do you not realize that a lot of gun owners are simply going to hand their extra guns back to those same veterans? It is a policy that cannot actually work, and it's just creating more hostility within the rank and file of the U.S. military veterans, who are basically perceiving this attack on their gun rights as a horrible insult. I mean, these people put on the uniform, they went out and risked life and limb, and in a lot of cases lost, to do what the U.S. government told them to do, and they come on back, and the U.S. government says, well, we don't trust you with guns anymore. We're not sure you love us enough. This whole gun grab is another completely failed U.S. federal government policy. We recognize it's unconstitutional. We recognize it delegitimizes the government. Gun sales are up 30%. The more the government starts talking about grabbing guns, the more people go out and buy guns, and you should do precisely that. And I want to make something very clear, because I got some emails saying, how can you advocate this and not advocate that? And again, I do not advocate a violent confrontation between the American people and the government. I think the government's heading toward one anyway. But that's what the government wants. But absolutely, I'm a strong supporter of gun rights. I think everybody ought to have a firearm. I think everybody ought to go through safety training to learn how to use that firearm safely and well and effectively as a deterrent. When you see these police officers kicking down a door, running into a house, and killing people sitting in their home, it's because they know there's nobody in there to shoot back at them. Same thing with the government. There needs to be a deterrent. Go back, and I think it was Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago. He said, the reason we suffered so much is we didn't have the courage to stand up and say, if we just kill some of these government operatives coming to make these arrests, the machine will shut down. But I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I think everybody ought to be trained to use firearms. I came out of that kind of an environment when I was a kid. When I was a kid growing up in New England, you got your first firearm on your 12th birthday, and you got a course in gun safety. And the first time you mishandled that gun, you got a trip to the woodshed, would keep you eating your dinner standing up for a week. And that's, gun safety was the second religion. And it was just a tool. They weren't romanticized. And yes, we took our guns to school, and there were no school shootings, because on the way home from school, we'd go and varmint the garden. That was just normal life. I think everybody has a right to keep and bear arms and to use them safely and efficiently, whether it's defending against critters in your corn, people breaking into your home to steal your silver and gold, or as a last resort to resist government tyranny. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Joseph in Chicago. Aloha, Joseph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Good to be back. I'm a second-time caller. Much love from Chicago. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good, actually.
Okay, great. I have a comment, and then I have a question. The question is sort of a personal question addressed to you, but first I'm going to give you the comment, and hopefully maybe you'll comment back on the comment. So I believe in, I've heard Alex Jones call it the weaponization of culture. And that is like the dissemination of propaganda using mass media. And I wanted to comment on a song I recently heard by a celebrity called Nicki Minaj. I'm not going to say the title of the song because the last word is the N-word, and I'm definitely not going to say that on air. But the song is called Lookin' Ass and then the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can summarize the song, it's like a 2-minute or 2.5-minute song. It seems to me, anyway, like it seems to me like very anti-male, like very like male bashing. Mm-hmm. And the song just talks about like how, you know, men are bad, and you know, Nicki Minaj, you know, men are bad, and she's gonna kill these men. And mm-hmm. these men are worthless, and you know, you don't have a job, and you're not worthy of respect. And I see that as very divisive, especially because, like, young people...
Really?
You know, yes, and I think that, you know, I think it's done on purpose. And I was wondering...
Oh, yeah, it is.
I was wondering if I can get your take on that. Like, do you honestly think that there are, like, I don't know, producers sitting at a round table somewhere saying, like, you know, how can we further divide people, or how can we further, you know, create like cleavages in our culture so that people, you know, they feel like they can't trust each other or reach out to each other? And, you know, do you think that there are like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely, There's absolutely no question about that. I mean, the U.S. government has been playing that game all along, whether it's fanning up race hatred against each other. We saw that during the 1960s at the height of the FBI's COINTELPRO program, where they were trying to create tension between the black population and the white to keep us divided and arguing with each other, and then turning to the government and say, please save us from the bad, whatever it happened to be this week. We certainly saw a lot of the same male bash mentality during the militant feminist movement of the 1990s, where it was trying to divide men against women and keep us screaming at each other. Because the last thing this government is going to be able to deal with is 330 million Americans of all genders, biases, colors, creeds, and religion united together, recognizing that their common enemy is that federal government and that banking system. And so I would not at all be surprised. And again, it's also fodder for the midterm elections, where they're going to try and get the gays angry with the straights and the blacks angry with the whites, and get the peach and the taupe and the mob and the plaid all screaming at each other in order for politicians to come in and say, if you vote for me, I will protect you from whatever it is they're telling you you need to be afraid of. But absolutely, it's true. And it's designed to play the divide and conquer game. But you know something? They have played it so many times, it isn't working any longer. They're not getting the traction. Remember how last year they were trying to get race riots going, first of all, with the Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman acquittal. That didn't work. Then they tried to get Adam Kokesh's armed march into D.C. to get a confrontation. And that didn't work. Because we, the American people, understand this is how the government likes to play these dirty little tricks, and we're not going to go along with that any longer.
Okay, well, for what it's worth, I think it's become like scathingly obvious, and you know, I tell people about this, and I think some of them get it, but I also think some people are just, they're more I don't know, the word I'd use is like blasé. They're just like, oh, whatever, it's just entertainment. So I don't know. And then secondly, the question I wanted to ask you, so I guess it's a personal question, just out of curiosity. I'm a big fan of your show. I like the majority of what you talk about. And you abruptly, like, left RBN a couple months ago. And, like, I remember reading at the top of your webpage, like,
you know, that turned out to be a misunderstanding. I'm back here at RBN, and I'm here at RBN to stay. And we're moving forward. So, you know, let's just sort of deal with the current, you know, situation. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I guess, to be honest, right, I just wanted to know the inside gossip. Well, anyway, much love from Chicago. Have a good day. Peace out.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thanks an awful lot. To be very honest, doing what we're doing here, it's very difficult. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes you don't see, and you really don't need to know. And sometimes there's a miscommunication, and that's all it really was. And I'm glad it's resolved, and I'm glad I'm back here. The one thing that I value most about being here at Republic Broadcasting is never once have they ever come in and said, you can't talk about X. Got to take a break for the top of the hour news and commercials, and we will be back for hour number 3.